For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me is Stephanie Anderson, one of four players from the class of 2016 who continue to play hockey at a high level after graduation. And first of all, Steph, you're not just playing, but you're also coaching at a high level. Tell us, first of all, how did you come about with the head coaching job at the Minnesota Revolution?
Yeah, it's been great. I love coaching so far. How it actually all started was Sarah Erickson. I played with her at the U my freshman year. She had the coaching job for the past 2 years, and she needed to move away with her husband to Ohio. So she told the director, kind of gave him my information, and he called me up one day and asked me if I was willing to sit down and talk about the opportunity. And I went in there, and about 2 or 3 days later, I had the job. So it all worked out. I wasn't really looking to get a job, just kind of wanted to focus on training. But this job allows me to do both and give back to girls.
Well, what is the Minnesota Revolution? Is it a school? How does it compare to like Shattuck or any of those schools?
Yeah, it's a lot like Shattuck. They have online schooling. So we practice every day in the morning, Monday through Friday. And then the girls will come back to the North St. Paul Community Center, and they will have online schooling from around like noon until 3 o'clock. And then if they get all their classes and assignments done for the day, they can head home.
Well, that sounds like a good situation for them and for you as well.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, I wish that was available to me when I was in high school. I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Well, when did you know you were going to be also playing for the Minnesota Whitecaps?
Yeah, I contacted Laura Halderson kind of towards the end of the season at Bemidji and told her I was really interested. I had really no interest in going out east and playing for the NWHL just because I think I would shut down. I'm not an out east kid, so I think I would struggle out there. So I contacted her, and she was all for it. So we've started practicing, played a couple scrimmages so far, and I love it. It's perfect.
Okay, you are coming to Bemidji in November to play your former team, the Beavers. What do you expect that to be like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be really weird, although I will know all their plays, so that'll be fun. But no, it's going to be great. I can't wait to battle against, you know, friends and old teammates. It's going to be so much fun.
All right, so you're also on the radar for the U.S. National Women's Hockey Team. What's your status with USA Hockey right now?
Yeah, we just had a camp in August. It went really well. There was about 94 players out there. That's including the U18 girls, so it was a huge camp. Went really well. So right now we are just kind of waiting to hear for the Four Nations tournament that's going to be in November. So just kind of waiting on that. And then actually this coming week, I'm headed out to Boston, and we have a post-grad camp where all the post-grad girls get together and just kind of train, get on the ice with each other, you know, work out a little bit, and then we'll all be going home within 4 or 5 days.
How do you balance that and being a hockey coach?
Yeah, it's really hard. It's nice because when the girls go back to campus and work on school, I can leave and I can go do a workout and then come back and be there for a couple more hours with the girls as they're doing schoolwork. So as far as that goes, it's easy to get workouts in. But when it comes time where it conflicts with coaching and the Whitecaps, where we're playing a game for the Whitecaps, I'm committed to the Whitecaps. I will go play for them over coaching. And I told Tony, who's our director for the Revolution, I told him that right off the get-go. And they were really, you know, understanding about it, that I'm working towards a bigger goal here. And they were really supportive. So it works really well.
Well, and you're setting an example for your players that you're coaching, too, that you can do this. There's so many opportunities out there for young girls, young women to go on and continue their playing careers. For you, what does it mean to be able to continue your hockey career?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we had a game for Whitecaps on Sunday, actually, and then I ended up coaching about an hour later at the same rink. So, of course, my whole team shows up to watch me play. And it was kind of fun. I could hear them screaming in the stands. And then as I'm playing, I got to remember that all the things that I'm trying to teach them, I need to do because I knew they were watching me. Uh-huh. So I kind of felt like I was being interviewed just a little bit. But, yeah, I love it. The opportunities that I'm getting right now out of college, I wasn't expecting. So, like, I'm grateful for all the opportunities I'm getting, and it's working out so well.
Well, how much did your time at BSU prepare you for this next step in your career, playing and coaching?
Yeah, it prepared me a lot. Coaching, I mean, I've had a lot of different coaches throughout my college career. I've had three, so I've learned so many different things from all the coaches, kind of taking bits and pieces from each and every one of them. And it's helped me a lot to become the coach that I am now. And I think I'm doing a good job, but I don't know.
You've got three former teammates of yours, Evena, Hannah, and Caitlin Tugas. all three are getting their chance to continue on. How proud are you of them?
So proud. I mean, great friends, you know, best friends in college. To hear that they're succeeding after college, continuing to play hockey, it makes me so happy that they still get to play the game that they love. It's a really good feeling. And I mean, I'm in contact with all of them. I'm actually going to see Tugas this weekend because our tournament's in Toronto. I'll see Coach Shane, too, so it'll be fun to catch up with both of them.
Steph, congratulations on all your success. I'll be following you. I'm sure our Beaver fans will be following you the rest of the way. Good luck.
All right, thank you.